Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
What we're talking about today is food-drug interactions. Now you're thinking to yourself, but Dr. Joe, I don't take drugs. I'm okay. A lot of you are taking medication, don't think about it. How about just an aspirin? How about acetaminophen? Those are all medications. Even over-the-counter medications can have food-drug interactions. And maybe it's not you, maybe it's someone you know. I don't think anyone listening or watching has ever gone through a day without running into multiple people who are taking medications. So it's really important you understand what's happening when you take the medication, how it affects the body. And sometimes people say, I'm not getting the results that I need. Doctor gives them more medication. Well, that may not be the best approach, not to up the dosage, but to figure out why. That's why you have to be completely honest with your doctors and your pharmacist. The pharmacist is probably going to be even better than the doctors to talk to about this. So when picking up prescriptions or over-the-counter medication, check with the pharmacist to make sure there aren't any negative interactions. Maintain a healthy eating pattern. Don't change it because, again, we have to look at you and your patterns. Eating the right amounts of your food is important. Activity levels also important. I encourage our patients to take extra caution around the holidays or during certain celebrations when your eating habits change. If you go to our website, drjoe.com, we did a show not long ago with a huge studio audience, and it was called Surviving the Holidays. So you might want to watch that for all holidays. We did it for the Christmas holidays, but holidays come up all the time. Valentine's Day is going to come up. Well, guess what? I'm going to go out and eat a bunch of food. And in fact, right around Valentine's Day, we do a great show called The Food Romance Connection. We talk about how food affects your romantic life. And that's a lot of fun, that show. I don't think you want to miss that one. That's coming up in a few weeks. So let's talk about some common medication interactions with food and drinks that don't mix with certain drugs. They can cause delayed, decreased, or enhanced absorption of the medication. Now, MAO inhibitors and blood pressure. Eating chocolate and peanut butter sounds like a tasty combination, but eating chocolate and taking certain drugs could carry risks. And in fact, eating chocolate and taking MAO inhibitors for depression could be dangerous. Other blood pressure-raising foods, aged cheese, sausage, bologna, pepperoni, salami. So all these processed foods, which you shouldn't be eating anyway. You shouldn't be eating them anyway, but that can affect blood pressure. If you're depressed and you're eating chocolate and taking medication, it can affect how the body functions. Very scary stuff right there. And then you think, well, I'm just more depressed. I'm going to take more medication. Not an issue. If you go to our website, drjoe.com, we've done several shows on depression, brain health, and we talk about why the brain starts to become depressed and proactive steps you can do to help the brain essentially reboot itself. Works really well. Got to talk about grapefruit again. That's a big one. Grapefruit juice can interfere with some prescription drugs and even some non-prescription drugs. Don't drink grapefruit juice with certain blood pressure lowering drugs because it can cause higher levels of those medications in your body, making the side effects more likely. How about something as innocent as licorice? Licorice, it probably seems harmless, I'm sorry, as a snack. But if you're taking a certain medication for congestive heart failure and you have abnormal heart rhythms, some forms of licorice can increase the risk of toxicity. Licorice may also reduce the effects of blood pressure medications or diuretics. Diuretics mean it makes you pee. So be careful with licorice and medications. If you're taking blood pressure medications or heart medications, look for interactions. Alcohol, if you're taking any sort of medication, you got to avoid the alcohol, which can increase or decrease its effects. So be careful with that. Now, when we do the seven deadly sins in nutrition, I call them alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. Alcohol is one of those seven deadly sins. If you want more information about the seven deadly sins, go to our website, drjoe.com, and type in the search bar seven deadly sins. We have a 1 hour presentation where we cover all seven. And then we have an hour, oh, 2 hours actually, on each one of the seven deadly sins. So let's say you know somebody who has an alcohol issue. You might want to listen to those shows and then maybe talk to them from a logical standpoint. We also talk about addiction. I understand these foods can be addicting. Sugar. Sugar stimulates the nucleus accumbens in your brain, and nucleus accumbens releases dopamine, which gives you pleasure. So yeah, it's a problem. And then we talk about how to get off these foods. It's not just telling you what's wrong with them. We never do a show telling you what's wrong without telling you what to do about it. So let's move on to drugs with dietary supplements. Of course, as the doctor of supplements, it's really important to me. Half of American adults take dietary supplements. Most of you are taking Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, I think, because sometimes we can't keep it in stock. It's so amazing. If you haven't tried it yet, by the way, go to the website, drjoe.com, Super Greens and Essential Source. That's the minimum you should be taking every day. We ship all over the world. It's really good stuff. Once you get on it, you'll say, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I wait so long? So, supplements. It's also recommended. I recommend everyone take supplements. I can't imagine anyone not benefiting from certain supplements. We customize the plan for the patient. All the nutrients you need should come from your food you eat. However, that's not realistic. Soil depletion, non-organic foods, pesticides, herbicides. So here's some interactions you need to be aware of. St. John's wort, W-O-R-T. It's not W-A-R-T. Wort is an old English word for flower. So it actually means St. John's flower. This herb is an inducer of liver enzymes, which means it can reduce the concentration of medications in your blood. It helps your body detoxify quicker. St. John's wort can reduce the level of blood medications, the cholesterol-lowering medications like statin drugs, and it can even have an effect on erectile dysfunction medications. So a lot of people are taking these meds. Be careful. St. John's wort is great. Taken properly. Vitamin E. Taking vitamin E with blood-thinning medications such as Coumadin can increase anti-clotting activity and could cause a risk of bleeding. Now, vitamin E can be good. We need vitamin E. Vitamin E can be bad. In fact, a lot of folks that were vaping, they're talking about now there's a vitamin E acetate that they're putting in the vape, and you're looking, oh, vitamin E, it must be good for me. When it's heated, it becomes a highly toxic poison. Ginseng can interfere with bleeding effects of Coumadin. In addition, ginseng can enhance the bleeding effects of heparin. Aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, such as ibuprofen, naproxen, and other medications. So be careful with that. Combining ginseng with MAO inhibitors may cause headaches, trouble sleeping, nervousness, hyperactivity. So be careful when you're taking an herb. Just make sure it doesn't have a indication in there. The Dr. Joe supplements, we don't have really. The only one I have to worry about is the vitamin K. We don't have a whole lot of other interactions. So we have a ton of supplements on our website, drjoe.com. I couldn't imagine a day going by without taking supplements, and I think you should consider that too. So let's talk about some drugs and drugs. Drug-on-drug interaction. Drug-drug interactions occur when two or more drugs interact with each other, causing unexpected side effects. For example, mixing a drug you take to help sleep, a sedative, and a drug you take for allergies, an antihistamine, can slow your reactions and make driving a car operating machinery extremely dangerous. No big deal. I took some allergy pills. I'm going to go out for a glass of wine with my friends. No big deal. Could be a real big deal. Antihistamines, over-the-counter antihistamines, temporarily relieve runny nose or can reduce sneezing. Okay, sometimes that might be something you want to do. It reduce the itching of your nose and your throat, itchy and watery eyes. But if you're taking sedatives, tranquilizers, a prescription drug for high blood pressure or depression, you should check with your doctor or pharmacist before you take antihistamines. Antihistamines advertised on every commercial, right? Every fall, antihistamines are on there. Every winter, antihistamines for cold and flu. Spring allergies. No big deal. Just take them. It's going to be fine. It's over the counter. It only costs $5. How bad can it be? Antihistamines taking along blood pressure medication can cause your blood pressure to increase and may also speed up your heart rate. In fact, even supplements. When I tell people to take Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support, Dr. Joe's nitric oxide support is a vasodilator. It opens up your blood vessels. But I'll tell people, start out slow. Take one in the morning, see how you feel. If you're doing well that day, you can take two the next day, take three the next day, three, four the next day. Don't take more than four. We have a supplement called Dr. Joe's colon cleanser for people with severe constipation. It's very good at gently getting the bowels to move. But I tell people, start out with one. Take two the next morning, take three the next morning. Don't take more than three. Had a patient one time take six. Told her not to. She said, well, three are good, six must be better. And she came in on that Monday after taking it for the weekend and said, I was in the bathroom all weekend. I said, did it work? She said, yeah. I said, well, listen to me next time. So even supplement dosage is important. Bronchodilators, these are drugs that temporarily relieve shortness of breath, tightness in the chest, wheezing due to bronchial asthma. Ask your doctor before using it if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, thyroid disease, diabetes. So be careful. One medication is used for irregular heartbeats. Patients taking simvastatin in high doses higher than 20 milligrams, also taking these medications, can run a risk of developing a rare condition called rhabdomyolysis. One of my coworkers here at the station developed this, and it can become deadly. Now, luckily, he didn't die. He got over it, but it's a very serious condition which can lead to kidney failure and death. Certain medications can also inhibit reduce the effect of blood thinners, like we said, warfarin. So if you're using certain medications, you need to reduce the amount of the warfarin you're taking. Again, you don't know that, talk to your pharmacist. Nasal decongestants, how many people take this all the time? Oh, Dr. Joe, it's allergies, I got a cold, I got to take an over-the-counter medication. These drugs can relieve nasal decongestion due to cold, hay fever, other respiratory allergies. But you should always check with your doctor if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, thyroid disease, diabetes. If you have a health condition, always check with your doctor before taking anything, including over-the-counter meds. Nicotine replacement products. This is a big one. People think, well, that's innocent. I smoke anyway. I'm quitting smoking. Nicotine replacement's going to be fine. These drugs can help you kick that deadly habit of smoking, but talk to your pharmacist before you or ask if you're taking a prescription medication for depression or asthma, or using prescription non-nicotine-stopping drugs. Do not use if you continue to smoke. Some people say, I'm going to take these nicotine patches and I'm going to keep smoking. No, don't do that. If you chew tobacco, if you snuff, anything with nicotine-containing ingredients, you got to be careful with these medications. There's a lot of things you can do to take prescription medications or over-the-counter medications without having interactions. And once again, my goal is to get you healthy enough so you don't need the medication. Sometimes you do. If I have a blazing headache, I was hit by a car when I was 10 years old, landed on my head, they thought I was dead. Obviously not dead. But then I played football, I played hockey, I got street fights. I really led a stupid, youthful life, damaging my body a lot. And every now and then, my occiput will shift out of place. And when it shifts out of place, I get a headache right on the left side of my head, right behind my left ear. Now, if my chiropractors, my team of doctors are around, I'll say, hey, listen, this is how you need to adjust my occiput. And they adjust my occiput and the headache goes away. But let's assume it happens if I'm not around my doctors. Let's assume I'm at home. Well, I've learned that if I take acetaminophen, one acetaminophen will calm down the pain and make it manageable so I can get to sleep and then go get adjusted the next day. Okay, I'm not against drugs. I'm against unnecessary use of drugs. But when I do that, I then take my glutathione because I know acetaminophen affects my glutathione. So again, you may not have that awareness, but that's what this show is all about, to give you an awareness so you can make better decisions. So always read the labels and carefully learn about warnings for all the drugs you take. Keep medications in their original container so you can easily identify them. How many times you've looked at something and says, huh, wonder what this is? Not a good idea. Don't take it. If you don't know what it is, if it's expired, get rid of it. Ask your doctor what you need to avoid when you're taking prescription medication. Ask about food allergies, dietary supplements, and other drugs. We said earlier in the show, if you're just tuning in, you shouldn't take dairy products if you're taking antibiotics. How many people take antibiotics every day and then have butter, cheese, yogurt, eggs, ice cream? Well, eggs aren't dairy. Ice cream. These are all dairy products. Don't take them. And again, if you take antibiotics, you need to now take probiotics. Dr. Joe's Probiotics is a huge, hugely popular supplement on our website. And because the probiotics are good bacteria. In your colon, you have over 100 different types of bacteria. When you take an antibiotic, it can kill off that bacteria. Good and bad. What it doesn't kill off is yeast. Now, the yeast and the bacteria compete in your colon for food. If the bacteria dying out, the yeast go, woo, it's party time. And they start reproducing, make little baby yeasts. And then the yeast get bored. It's a simple way to put it. The yeast get bored and they say, I want to go on vacation. Where can I go? I know, I'm going to burrow a hole in the colon, get into the blood system. I'm going to look for a nice, warm, moist place that I can set up shop. And it'll go through the blood system and it'll say, ah, how about the mouth? How about the vagina? How about the rectum? How about the armpits? How about the feet? These are warm, moist places where you can get a yeast infection. And if you take a medication to kill off the yeast, that can adversely affect the liver. So then you need glutathione. When people have yeast infections, when they come to our office, we put them on a supplement protocol. There's a specific supplement protocol, and it can take a few months to get that yeast under control again. And it's a very serious condition when you have this systemic yeast infection. Little test you can do, side note, take a clear glass of water, put it next to your bed. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, get a big mouthful of spit. Scrape your tongue, get a big mouthful of spit. Spit into the glass. Wait up to an hour. If you start to see little tentacles coming down, kind of like a jellyfish, chances are you have a systemic yeast infection. You need to come see us and we need to work on that. Now, we can do further testing to verify that, but that's a simple free thing you can do at home to find out what you need to do. So if you have that yeast infection, you really want to get that under control. Back to medication and drugs. That's what we're talking about, drugs and food and interactions. Check with your doctor or pharmacist before taking an over-the-counter drug if you're taking prescription medications. Don't just willy-nilly mix them together. Use one pharmacy for all your medication needs. This way they have all your records there. Keep all of your healthcare professionals informed about everything you take. Keep a record of your prescription medications, the over-the-counter medications, dietary supplements, including Dr. Joe's supplements that you're taking. Try to keep this list with you at all times, especially if you're going for any medical appointment. If a doctor says to you, hey, listen, I know you're taking Dr. Joe's supplements, this is what I recommend, call me. And if they're altering what I recommended for you, I can always call the doctor and make sure we're on the same page. Because sometimes doctors don't understand supplements. And so they err on the side of caution, which is great. I think that's wonderful and I support that 100%. But maybe we can talk about it and see if there's something that we can change if we need to. Can I take it with other drugs? Should I avoid certain foods? These, again, questions you want to ask your pharmacist. Are there any possible food-drug interaction signs I should look for? If I start getting itchy armpits or if I start sweating, this could be a sign something's wrong. How will the drug work in my body? Ask how it works. Nothing wrong with you getting some information. Is there more information I could look up? Keep yourself informed. Because again, the doctor, folks, I've been in practice a long time. It's not like the old days where the doctor would come to your house and sit down for a half hour and talk to you and have a cup of tea and work with you. Doctors are on a time crunch. The insurance companies stink. You're paying all these benefits. They're not paying out what I believe what they should. In fact, the law is that they have to pay out 80% of what they collect. I don't even know if that's happening. I don't see it coming in our offices. So the doctors, unfortunately, don't have the time luxury that we used to. So that's why you have to ask questions. Can't say, well, doctor should have sat down and talked to me for an hour. Doctors can't do that anymore. Those days are gone. You have to come in and be a smart consumer and ask questions. What about this medication? Now, this show is going to be on our website, drjoe.com. I'm covering a lot. I know I'm talking fast. You could always go back and listen to the show over and over again if you want to, and that's at drjoe.com. If you have a service for podcasts, just say, ask for Dr. Joe for the health of it. That's the name of our podcast, and then you could listen to our podcast on your services. If you're one of millions of Americans who take a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, you may have been told to avoid grapefruit juice. I hope you have. That's because the juice can intensify the strength of certain drugs and increase your chance of side effects, notably muscle pain. Once again, we talked about the CoQ10 and how it goes into the muscles. Dozens of other foods, including some that are part of your healthy diet, such as kale, green leafy vegetables, are also risky to mix with certain medications. It doesn't mean you have to avoid the foods. Again, I want to reiterate this. I know people tune in all the time with these shows. So in most instances, leaving at least 2 to 4 hours between the interaction food or juice and the medication is fine. So once again, if you're taking medication, you can take Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source in the morning, take your medication at night or vice versa. I like to take my Super Greens and Essential Source in the morning because it gives me so much energy. I get on my website this question almost every day. How do I get more energy? What can I do to get more energy? I'm tired all the time. Well, it could be a lot of things. It could be you have pinched nerves. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, pain is exhausting. I know that. I've broken many bones in my body. I know about chronic pain. Pain is exhausting. So you need to get to the cause of the problem. If it's a chiropractic case, come see us. We'll put the bones back in place. We'll hopefully get you out of pain. If it's a digestive issue, if you're not breaking down your food, you may not be absorbing your nutrients. So if you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, sometimes we need to adjust or pull the stomach away from the diaphragm to help fix the acid reflux. In many cases we can, not all, but many. And so if that's the case, that'll solve that problem. And if you're not doing the right nutrients in the body, that's why I recommend supplements, that could be why you're tired too. Super Greens, Essential Source, Nitric Oxide, B-Complex, Adrenal Support, all of those are on the website, give you a ton of energy. But again, I want to get to the cause of your problem, not just treat the symptoms. If you're taking antacid medications, how many people take antacid medications? Raise your hand. A lot of you do. And acid medication can shut down your stomach acid production, and that can help with the acid reflux. Works great. It's wonderful. However, you need acid to break food down. Acid breaks proteins into amino acids. And so you may not be absorbing your amino acids properly, and so now you're not getting the proper muscle building, the brain function. You need amino acids to make the brain work. But also, if you're taking many antacid medications, it prevents you from absorbing calcium, B12, iron, and magnesium. So now suddenly you're going into nutritional deficiency. And in most cases with acid reflux, not all, but most, we can take the stomach, pull it away from the diaphragm, and resolve the issue. And when you do that, I tell you what, people want to name their kids after you. Oh my gosh, Dr. Joe, your doctors are amazing. Dr. Amy, Dr. Ryan, Dr. Sam, Dr. Kat, these guys are amazing. They really helped fix my stomach. Dr. Irwin is off the chart. All my doctors are great, by the way. I couldn't be happier. Dr. Martini, most of the doctors, all the doctors that work with me are handpicked by me. They're trained by me, and they're my personal doctors. So if I don't trust them taking care of me, I don't trust them taking care of you. And that's why we all work together to try to get you well. So if you want to make an appointment, go to our website, drjoe.com. We'd love to see you as a patient. More food-drug interactions. If you eat bananas, green leafy veggies, oranges, salt substitutes, don't mix it with ACE inhibitors. These are used to lower blood pressure to treat heart failure. And avoid mixing it with diuretics, which can then drain too much fluid out of your system. These foods are high in potassium, which helps provide electrical signals to the heart muscle. The way the body works, sodium is on the inside of the cell, potassium is on the outside of the cell in the nerve, and they switch back and forth. They go in and out and in and out. And that creates what's called an action potential. That's how nerves work. So if you're depleting your body of certain nutrients, especially sodium and potassium, then you don't have the chemicals to produce electrical impulses. What keeps you alive? The electrical system. The brain is sending messages down the spine, out the nerves, to every cell in the body. If you're depleting your body of certain nutrients, they need to be replaced. Consuming certain foods with medications could increase the amount of potassium in your body and could lead to irregular heartbeat or heart palpitations. Too much potassium, not enough sodium, which could ultimately lead to death. If you eat broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, spinach, kale, avoid blood thinners such as warfarin because they have a lot of vitamin K. But once again, only avoid them until you tell your doctor. This is my new diet. I'm following what Dr. Joe tells me. I'm going to eat a lot more fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. I want you to test my blood and then monitor my blood thinner so that we come to the new norm. So drugs can reduce the abilities of body, foods can reduce the drug's ability to thin the blood. And in some people with heart disease, that could trigger a heart attack or a stroke. So once you begin taking warfarin or blood thinners, maintain a consistent diet and don't suddenly overload on green leafy vegetables. Again, even super greens, an essential source. Be careful with that. We talked about licorice before. Licorice is an issue. Don't mix it if you have heart failure, abnormal heartbeat. So be careful with licorice. Birth control pills. That's another issue too. Licorice can have an effect on that. We talked about grapefruits and birth control pills. So just be careful with that as well. So you got to keep thinking, what am I taking and what medications should I be careful mixing with foods? If you eat cheese, yogurt, milk, calcium supplements, antacids with calcium, don't mix it with tetracycline. Calcium in these foods and products can interfere with the body's ability to absorb the antibiotic fully. And then they say, I'm not getting rid of the infection. Take some more antibiotics. Take different antibiotics. And all you're doing is going home and having cheese every meal or having milk. Something as simple as that. Tetracycline works better taking 1 hour before or 2 hours after eating. If you're eating alcohol, avocados, bananas, chocolate, salami, don't mix these drugs if you have a bacterial infection with the drugs for bacterial infection. These foods, don't mix it with tap beer, red wine, sherry. They contain tyramine, an amino acid that can cause blood pressure to spike if you take it. Tyramine is also found in foods such as aged foods, pickles, fermented foods, processed cheeses, anchovies, dry sausage, alcohol. If you're taking these medications and add alcohol, it can cause nausea and vomiting. So just think, folks, and if you're taking a medication, you start feeling bad, be careful. If you're eating things like soy flour or even walnuts, don't mix it with thyroid medications such as levothyroxine. High fiber foods can prevent your body from absorbing certain medications. Now, I've told you many times, eat a high fiber diet because fiber can wrap around food and push it through your colon. I know we did a show on sugar not long ago. And one of the benefits of a high-fiber diet is it can wrap around the sugar and push it through the colon and also block up where the sugar receptor sites are. Same thing with medications. Folks, if you're just tuning in, gosh, you missed an amazing show. Go to my website, drjoe.com. This show, over 1,000 hours of podcasts are going to be there. If you want to make an appointment to come see us, if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, if you want to try to get healthy enough so you don't need medication, again, don't stop your medication. Let's get you healthy so you don't need the medication. You can set up an appointment to come see us in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. The supplements we talked about, Super Greens, Essential Source, Nitric Oxide, Digestive Enzymes, B-Complex, a whole array of supplements that I recommend, that I take most of them every day, are also available on the website. We can ship them anywhere in the world. My books I've written, Eating Right for the Health of It, Prescription for Extreme Health, that's all on the website. And if you have any questions, you can always send me the question through the website, drjoe.com, and either me or my staff will be more than happy to answer your questions. Our goal is to naturally get you well and keep you well. So, folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. What's the website again? DrJoe.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.